Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta plug this thing in. Did it. Technology. What's up, Los Angeles? And everywhere else in the world. Anywhere in the world could be watching this right now. Probably mostly in the contiguous states. Welcome. I just, you know, contiguous. Once you learn it, you got to use it. Even if it excludes, does it exclude Hawaii? Hawaii's not contiguous, is it? Welcome to Getting Dug with High, the fifth edition here at Largo in Los Angeles. A wonderful, beautiful facility, and like they say before the show, if at any point you here in the audience get so jealous of us smoking on stage that you just have to get high on your own supply, just go through those doors and then out the gate. Just don't be, you know, don't be on Largo property, and then they don't care what you do. Inside the strip club across the street that was in the Eminem video is a good spot. Just go out on the sidewalk. What's the worst that could happen? Even if you don't have your medical card, it's just a ticket here in L.A. It's like $100. So just include $100 in your vacation travel costs when you come to Los Angeles, people from everywhere. Of course I'm already high. That's pretty obvious. I mean, 420 here in California came and went a few hours ago, and I can't ignore it. But I just want just a couple of things. Just can't walk away from 420. There's a couple of things I want to say, though. First of all, we will be back in the Spacement this Wednesday with an amazing guest who might not show up. So if that happens, it's going to be just 45 minutes of me smoking with you guys. Yeah. I'll do another solo show. I'm not afraid. Quiet. But also thank you. Guy's fucking complimenting me and I'm shutting him down. Shut up! You're the best! Fuck you! Oh shit. God damn it, it's already 4:19? 9:19. So apologies to Australia that we're not. Is Australia and New Zealand the same time zone, and are they either of them gonna be mad at me for asking that? Spacement Wednesday, and then we'll be taking a summer break for 3 weeks, and our next show from the Spacement will be on Wednesday, August 6th. This show will be available in the archives immediately afterwards. Very exciting backstage action tonight at Getting Dug with High, because two of the guests canceled in the amount of time where it would be impossible to replace them. And here's why. One of them thought, even though she had been on the show before in the Spacement, she thought tonight would just be an audio podcast, and therefore her family would not see it. That's what she thought until the car was outside of her house to bring her here, and she calls us up and goes, "This is just audio, right?" "No, it's video, like the last time you did it." "Oh, I thought this time it would just be audio, because when we interrupt movies, they don't make a video of it." Like, that was the argument. I don't know what to do with that, Natasha Leggero. Still love her as a person and as a funny comic, but what the fuck? And then... we should maybe bleep that. Bleep her name. People will figure it out. I leaked that she was going to be on here. Anyway, that is why I don't say who the guests are in advance, because Natasha Leggero fans are so sad right now. We're so excited to see her. But the other guests that canceled, best excuse I've ever heard. Especially for not smoking pot on stage in Los Angeles on the internet. His wife, I think wife, maybe girlfriend, probably wife, might have gone into labor. I'll give him a pass on that one. That's a pretty good excuse. He's lying, but... but we will try to reschedule Eddie Ift for another time. And again, apologies to anyone who was excited about Eddie Ift coming out and smoking, because I think he would have been a spectacular guest. Because he's a spaz sober. So it would have been awesome. That aside, you're not even gonna know from the caliber of the five people I'm about to introduce. You're gonna have no idea who just said yes in the last half an hour. Please give a big, warm welcome to Jay Chandrasekhar, Pete Holmes, Jerry Minor, John Roy, and Horatio Sam.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate it. Horatio Sands, you guys. You smoked with me in the Spacement and then agreed to do it in front of an audience. How often do you perform? You're a great improviser. How often do you do that, stoned or a little bit stoned?
A little bit stoned. I try to do it a couple times a month, but I usually try to leave a couple hours before a performance because it makes me just a little bit slow in that place. The improv space.
In that thinking place?
Yeah.
In the comedy ideas place?
Yeah, well, in improv where everybody's kind of pretty fast, if you're 3 seconds late, it messes things up. Especially if you continue to talk while someone's...
I saw what you were doing there, and I fucked it up. You're right. We shouldn't be high while we do this.
Yeah,
we
should be high.
What are you doing, then?
But yeah, you guys...
It's already happening. This is what happens when people smoke pot, when I smoke pot. I wasn't sure. Are you laughing because I don't know what to do with this? Are you laughing at what I haven't smoked yet. And I'm already like, is it Horatio? And that thing, did Doug make a face? What is this? I don't want this.
It's out of order, but Pete Holmes is here, you guys.
Can you go?
I wouldn't cut you.
I'm like a narc. Here, you
do
smoke.
It!
You smoke some of this sweet.
That was the most angry do it I've ever heard in my life.
So you just inhale, there's no pinch it?
Just inhale it.
You push your lips against it.
No! Yeah!
For the best that Eddie Ift isn't going to be here, because he, Pete can cover the whole overreacting.
Oh, is he that way?
I think he might have been. We'll have to find out on another episode. But he.
Oh, I thought maybe he was a repeat. I don't puff the cron.
Yep, that sentence pretty much says it all. Thank you, Horatio. Besser sat in that seat. He did the same thing. But we have, they'll bring us new bags, and so just pass it off
good.
To your left when it's done.
We have a system.
I was asking us to pass it off. So I was going to suggest, I was going to say, you should have somebody to bring the bags out when we get finished, but you already had that.
So I go, oh, yeah. Five Don't episodes in, this thing's a well-oiled machine.
So I have to go twice.
It's pop, pop, and pass.
You're Anchorman.
Down there, it looks like your balls have just descended. You're transparent, not sad.
Just truthful. Let's introduce everybody, though. Jerry Minor is here, you guys. First time guest on the show. Clearly knows it's not Labor Day yet with his white ensemble. And you know him from SNL and Mr. Show. And, like, what have you been up to? What's their most recent thing, Jerry? just teeing up a plug.
We just got done doing another season of Brickleberry. It's actually better this year, too, so I'm really... happy about it.
If
yeah.
you were wary of Brickleberry, give it another try.
Now with better jokes.
And John Roy is here, you guys. Thanks for coming, John.
I got a text 10 minutes ago.
Oh, you're the guy.
Yeah. And it said, can you get to the Largo now? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm already high. Does that matter? Which is what they told me, so I'm here. So
nothing wrong with a little pre-gaming. Yeah.
And this is so surreal.
Is Jay, everybody. And you were in this basement, and you didn't know it was a video podcast.
And my wife's in labor.
My wife! And but you're back for more. You were okay with it.
I did the one at Culver City in the States.
Let's not say exactly where. Let's keep the mystique alive.
I arrived like about a minute early. And I had shorts on. I'm like, I gotta wear jeans. I look cooler than that, right?
Yeah.
So I pull those on. I'm like, what's the show again? Yeah. And
I didn't like that.
I'll tell you what happened. It was scary. It was scary.
I didn't know there were music cues. You can't be near a Viking helmet and banging on the low part of a piano while we're all smoking chronic. When did I turn into Paul Lynn?
Better than a guy.
Chronic. The alien from American Dad. That's a more current reference.
Give me that big old bag of chronic. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Smoke After He does a voice, though. You didn't smoke on the last pass, but then
I didn't. Now, I don't know how it's going to affect me. You know what I mean?
The last time I did your show.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's a good time.
All right, Pete. One conversation at a time, Pete.
Last time I did your show, he's like, okay, you have to start smoking. So I took a bong and I smoked it. And then about midway through the show, he goes, the people on the internet don't think you're smoking enough. I was like, oh, okay. And so I smoked some more. It was too much. And then I went home and I looked at the comments on the internet and someone said, that dude smokes like a bitch. I mean, I was as high as a fruit bat.
See, I tried to make it a little nicer.
I mean,
smoking enough. No, I'm just saying, I was paraphrasing this.
Oh, I see. You read that too.
I didn't read it, but I hear things.
Check this out.
During the show. Wait,
no, you're not.
You didn't give it to Doug.
No, I had it already.
It came this way.
Huh?
I wanted to be right. It's back.
Wait, you have to get it twice? Like, you get it, like, back to back?
It came from over there.
Yeah, so you get it, then Doug gets it, then you get it again.
Well, I haven't been sitting in a good spot. You don't even want it.
Nah, Pete has not been in a lot of smoking circles, apparently. It's just like on
the stickler in the smoking circle is the worst person alive.
I'm saying it's unfair that you don't get a break in between. You might as well just hold on to it for a session and then let Doug have it and throw it to
Horatio. I'm warning you. At home, they're writing, this dude smokes like a bitch. I'm warning you. What's happening?
You know, as long as they spell your name right, THISDUDE. You can't smoke a fella up.
It ain't right.
It ain't fair. He don't know what's happening to him. Suck the saggy boob.
Vape tank, I don't even know what you call
that. Vape tank. Yeah, we have it on camera, the first vape tank.
I'm the lucky guy who gets the thing after
this vape tank. Suck the
nip. Him.
That looks like the first draft of the light bulb. I got a lot of rips about the bag. Here comes a new one.
When is our time to crack jokes? With all this.
This would be the perfect time. I know it feels like you just had it, but it's just your semen.
Toss them over my shoulder like a Thurston Howell smoked weed.
I've been trying to think of who invented the light bulb, and Jerry Minor helped me out. It was Thomas
the light bulb Edison.
His nickname was that years before he invented it. All right, this makes you think you're funnier than you are. This the light bulb nickname shit's gonna kill, says the bag.
What do we do? Send it to C?
Did it already go that way?
No, it goes inside.
Oh. They have like a little pocket one for when they can't wait for it to be back in fucking 2 seconds. They're like, I'm sobering up! A harsh reality!
Jesus Louise!
This episode is going to host itself.
On the beautiful Largo patio after the show to sign. If you guys buy, we're going to have mugs for sale. We have mugs for sale and t-shirts. We have t-shirts now.
The merch pitch comes in the beginning, I guess. I don't know.
I figure I have a better chance of getting in while you guys are only kind of high. But yeah, I just want to tell everybody now, and I'll remind everybody again at the end, that I'm actually going to stick around, because the crowd here at Largo, how many people have been to one of these before?
I'll go like hang out in the back for like 10 minutes, maybe 2 hours, and I'll come out. I'll come out and everybody's gone. So like tonight, you know, hang out on the patio or on the sidewalk if you have to smoke something. But
for 2 hours?
No. I'm gonna come right out there tonight.
Why did you sound like Rolf?
I'm gonna shoot right out there
for 2 hours. I can't do that.
The people want to see you. They want to meet the mother.
I'll be out there, and the mugs and the shirts are not available online for reasons we can't even get into right now. The reason that took so long, Pete, is I was supposed to do that before I even introduced you guys. This whole show, we've been off the rails. I don't know why I just did a really racist voice there. Sativa.
Hey, can I say
is what we're smoking?
That not only is it a getting high with getting caught with high, but you could be like, yeah, I'm cool. I like to watch that show. Or you could be like, I like the VPN network.
There's some people that like the network overall, don't care for my show. They just make sure they always point it the right way.
There's one guy here who came for the VPN network. How do I show my allegiance?
I like the sound quality. I don't care what the people are saying.
I just think it's cool that there is a visible panty network.
I like that.
Yeah, really.
His name in Annie Hall says to Woody Allen, his friend says to him,
Tony Roberts.
Oh, look at her. Yeah, Tony Roberts. Is like, look at her, Max. She's got VPN, right?
Or that's right.
VP something. And it's visible. VPL. VPL. And he's like, visible panty line. And that's like one of the few lines in that movie. When you watch it now, you're like, ugh. Swing and a miss. Like, that is not funny anymore. That guy's a fucking creep.
In the middle of a Woody Allen movie, they threw a fucking weird American Pie joke in there.
I regret saying I liked it.
You said you liked it right when I said it?
Right before.
Well, because I really sold it better than the movie
right
does.
Right before, yeah.
Yeah.
You improved.
I mean, he's supposed to be kind of a creepy character, but...
Woody Allen?
Yeah.
What are we worried Woody Allen's going to listen to this piece of shit?
I'm just worried that he might watch it.
Oh, jeez, they're talking about it.
I knew I should remaster and recut it. I got a George Lucas, my masterpiece. I'm going to put in a new lizard here. Finally have you on the show, because ever since the inception of the program, people have been, ever since this show was inseminated, people have been saying, when's Pete Holmes going to be on? And I was, you know, on a gag order because, you know, the answer was because you had a television program.
Oh, that's right. I couldn't do it.
And your network told you no.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really get up that far. I think at a lower level, they were like, probably not the best.
Somebody just slightly discouraged you, and you came to me, one of your dearest friends in the world. And
did you ask the janitor? To
I don't think you should do it, man, but I don't know.
Brought it into the funny place. Thank you. That was great.
So this sativa that all this comedy is happening on is, according to Leafly, it's one of the most popular sativas. It's called Super Silver Haze.
Oh,
yeah. And it's known for feeding creativity and lifting low moods. Yes. These gentlemen have been very creative, and I was in a low mood because I lost two of my guests at the last minute. And yeah, I just got a, they just told me they're both dead. The ultimate excuse.
How you can argue with that?
Still somebody on the message board. That guy died and didn't come on the show? What a fucking pussy.
He stays dead like a bitch.
Somebody's here's a review. I love that. We all get so confused on stage when you clap for a bag coming in. Everyone's like, oh, that joke? Got that? Super Silver Haze. Someone on Leafly said this about it, Pete.
What is Leafly?
That's the Yelp of that whole thing.
Leafly.com is where you go for to find out about strains
about
of weed. Yes, yes.
I thought it was Leafly, but...
Well, that just depends on... That depends on how cool you think it is.
I guess it's one of those things that nobody had ever said it out loud.
Like LinkedIn.
I'm telling you, Leafly is fly.
I said clandestine for 20 years before anyone ever fucking told me.
I said channel for 30 years. I changed the channel, like the train from France to London. Is that
you
right?
You named it? You named it?
Huh?
You named the channel?
I thought you were like, you named it? You got some names? Oh, I know what you did. You went next door for dinner. He named it.
He named it.
That was a solid riff.
I'm damn going to go name it. So I don't need to be here for dinner. I'm going to name it, then I'll be back later.
What were you saying?
Review. It's too deep for me to jump in.
I got skipped. Why did I get skipped? Skip a fella. You dug the hole too.
Oh, you dug the hole too.
But you were punishing him.
He almost spit taped again.
Yeah, man. Spit took.
It's taking too long.
A fella. One of the most wealthiest families in the world after the Rockefellers were the Skip-a-fellas. Somebody on Leafly about this weed that we are smoking wrote, oh my God. Wrote it out, not OMG. That is literally all I have to say.
I wrote that.
Oh, you wrote that one. And then, are you guys going to want to try an indica in a little bit?
No.
Jeez.
No?
What are these words?
All right. Well, what I like from the Keebler Elves is a... that's a very condescending thing to call them. But
Keebler Elves?
Is Oompa Loompas better? I mean,
wait, well, who are you referring
to? They're bringing us wonderful goodness while with a smile on their faces.
Who?
The people backstage.
Are they bringing cookies?
No, we're not gonna do edibles. We're not doing edibles.
But they're Keebler Elves without cookies.
I was on an indica before I came here and smoked the sativa, so then it would be like another indica layer on top of that, like a Tetris type of thing. I don't know if I can handle that.
Just take one.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I know that's coming.
This one's coming. Yeah.
Sitting on.
I'll take another.
Where's sativas? And I'm not gonna say it.
But could my backstage friends please bring me a bag of the indica so we can talk about this week's indica? I won't make you guys smoke it.
Are the elves there?
But I'm gonna have some indica.
Bam.
All right. And we're gonna do that. Is this it? This is it. They're fucking magical.
What is happening?
This is an indica, and it's called Lemon OG. And I will tell you guys all about it after this break!
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash.
whatever it was we showed you during the break. And
his faces of death. They know we're stoned, right?
That was the guy watching it.
Raish, you better yes and me, motherfucker.
You are professionally trained.
Okay.
You touch my back and you zip, zap, zap me.
So, this was... This was my idea, because people always, they tweet and write on the message boards that the person on the end, on the opposite end, can't hear me, feels left out, doesn't participate. So I came up with this great idea. Have everybody change their seats during the break each time we break and come back and create a whole new dynamic. And except I told the people that run the show...
I don't do that shit.
To be very clear with the guests that they just... All they had to move was to just any different chair. Just sit somewhere different each act. And we come back from commercial and I look over and Pete's in the same spot.
So are you, Doug.
People were watching.
Oh man.
1,694 people are watching right now.
Not bad.
We'll get an update in the next break. And people send me, they tweet questions for folks on the show. This person says they're watching from Australia and their name is PSY.
Guy?
Yeah.
Trance?
It's
pussy trance.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday. I did that, man. I went to Australia and I came back and it was fucking earlier than when I left.
Yeah.
That was fucking trippy.
You have time travel, but you just have to go to Sydney. That's it.
I thought I was like, I should commit a crime. And then I'm like, I didn't do shit. It's fucking 3 o'clock, man. You said it happened at 8 o'clock? How could that be? It's still 3 o'clock.
Did your own mother want you to be her boyfriend?
That's not true of the Australians. Why are you besmirching them?
Is that it? Time travel, not just Back to the Future, like any time travel, you end up with your mom.
Now you guys got it.
Back to the Future. Yeah.
Seen the original Oedipal story.
I was Oedipus is what I was.
Well, Oedipus predates Back to the Future. Yes.
Oedipus didn't go back in time either. He just did the mom thing.
Oh, no.
Oedipus is always back in time.
Great porn if you're into mother-son pornography. It's pretty awesome.
Eddie Puss, yeah.
I had a friend called Eddie Puss. And he was one of those guys that was like 24 and when we were 12.
Yeah.
And we kind of hung out and we liked the same things. And you know what? I didn't get molested, so...
That's not what I was saying.
So look at me.
His first name was Eddie and his last name was Puss?
No, his name was Eddie and then we would call him Eddie Puss.
Why?
Because he killed his dad. Jesus Christ. Back up.
Does this make sense to you, Jerry, this card?
Jerry Repentian got great Lucky Louie stories. I was born in Tennessee.
Okay. You're so you're repping and it.
Got any great Lucky Louie stories?
Why are people including the states we were born?
Shit gets personal.
I'm really hot. So one day I was like, Louie was crying one day, but I was walking through the
That is a great Lucky Louie story.
Louie was crying? Shit.
Something was going on at home or some shit. I don't know.
Has he called you to be on the successful Louis show?
People ask me that. Why would he do that? I don't know. Like
he owes like, you. He owes you. You were on the Eddie Jenny show.
He's at home too. He's like, I should really have Jerry on the successful Louis show.
What did he just say?
I was crying on set. The best part of that that story was that Louis also
that's
calls
be
it
Louis
the
and Woody
successful.
Allen or what?
And walks it together.
It does suck though when people continuously ask you, like, why aren't you this? Well, because it hasn't happened.
Yeah,
that's why.
He didn't do it. Ask
but
him. Then,
yeah. Well, if I could get him on, but every time I've gotten him high, he's had to sit down for a long time. And then I never hear from him until he feels like getting high again.
Let me tell you something about Lucky Louie.
The claws came out. I didn't dislike it. It just it didn't catch on or whatever.
I'm with you.
But Jerry was great on it, of course.
But you don't get there unless you're hardworking, Louis. I don't want people.
It's not
I
luck, it's hardworking.
Yeah, it's not just lucky Louis. It's hardworking, Louis.
It's almost know, like asking for it. Anything that's had luck or lucky in the title has not gone too well lately.
Just asking for the horrible movie reviewer to be like, unlucky, and think they're like so fucking clever when they do that.
At least no horses died in the making of Lucky Louie.
That's true. Everything with lucky in it is horrible.
That is the show I thought you were referencing, but that was like a really long time ago.
It was
that
a good show, though.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which one?
What show?
I'm getting
lucky
caught
Louie?
On the wrong
Lucky
thing.
Louie. You're thinking of Lucky.
He's thinking of the show Luck.
Luck.
Yeah.
You're thinking
all
of Luck.
Which was more recently all than Lucky Louie?
All three shows gone. Luck, Lucky Louie, and Lucky.
Yeah.
All three gone.
Yeah. What is this, a math problem? And Lucky Numbers starring John Travolta and Lisa Kudrow didn't do well.
Ocean's 13.
Fucking stay away from the word luck, everybody.
Not too true. Luck.
We're smoking, the indica that I'm smoking is called Lucky OG. It's
did
Lemon OG. And Leafly describes it as a mellow indica.
It's not the actual name.
That eases you into relaxation. Like, I need easing into relaxation. I just need a comfy chair.
Well, you don't want your, you don't like want your relaxation to abrupt.
Do not shove me into relaxation.
No. Not want to be forced.
That's what you say right before I bungee jump.
So I'm not ready to relax yet. Fucking ease up.
Get in the fucking Big Mac chair. Something for me to fall on. They wrote on Leafly.
Lethal Weapon.
It's good for consulting with for a little bit of wisdom when you need it. That's what I'm getting, you guys. I'm getting some fucking wisdom over here.
Yeah.
It's good for consulting if warfare you need it.
You can consult with
well,
the bad.
Dude, let me consult.
Who wants? Yeah, who wants some indica?
Oh man, you need to
keep your eye on the indica.
Hey man,
keep your eye on the indica and only call the ones that don't do it, pussies.
But I've already done it like twice.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I don't. This is indica. This is indica. This is a whole new ball game.
Plastic bag full of grass.
Oh my God!
They keep coming back.
Does your friend,
right there.
Pete, does your friend that you brought tonight, does she like indica?
Yeah, I think so.
Could she come out and take this hit for you?
No, I'll do it.
It's better than you do.
I try.
Oh, you want? I'll hook her up.
Before the show, Pete was like, "Can you hook her up?" Yeah, I'll hook her up.
Well, you come out and smoke some bell.
You just didn't want her to come on during the show.
I didn't
want
to not do it. I thought you were calling me a
coach. Okay.
Valerie, everybody. Smoke some weed.
That is the indicator.
Ask her, John, what her name is and what her social is.
She, I think you heard Doug's question. He wants to know your name and social.
Valerie 60.
No, don't really do that.
It's like truth.
Like anybody
juice.
Would know how to do anything with it.
Somebody on the internet right now.
Okay, well, there it is.
Someone you
476-89.
Someone you know knows what to do.
There's no, nobody I know knows what to do with the Social Security number.
I feel like that's why I would buy it.
None of you guys do. These internet pirates, they watch the shows like this. And they're like just ready to go.
The ones with that blue light in their face and they're like this and they get glasses. I've seen that show.
So, I would buy your social security number for $5 cash.
Okay.
This is bullshit, man.
I'll sell it to you.
How much do we have to smoke? To prove to he holds it like a bitch.
Why don't we add and tweet
more,
it right now?
I know, more. All right, fine.
You don't, but you can you. pass
pass it. Just people pass it. They just do it quietly and
they're
hope,
watching
hope that the
it,
cameras
though.
Are not on you.
They
the
are,
cameras might not be
oh,
on
Oh, this
you.
Is an audio podcast. Is that right, Doug?
So there's not like a bag cam that just follows the bag and checks on everybody?
Ray, it feels like there is.
You are a champ.
I do like it when they follow the bag, but... you know, also we can re-edit it after the first live broadcast if you want.
Re-edit? I've been smoking this much and you're going to re-edit it?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, who knows who was smoking?
Also, the distraction. You just said they might edit it, so if anyone who saw the live feed would then know that it was edited, it'd be like, I was there, man. That's not the real tape, man. That's not what they really smoked.
You edited out the part where he said he'd edit it.
Genius thing.
Why
thing,
blue?
Man. The blue light
blue from the light, man.
And he's like, oh,
oh it's from the fucking real deal.
It's like an early 90s movie.
You know what I mean? Meant, what I meant was.
Oh, sweet VPN mug, bro.
What I meant was, don't make me forget.
Where can I get a VPN mug? I want one. Why does it look like the logo for the NSA?
They don't have a logo.
The NSA have a logo, John. They definitely do.
They do have a logo.
They do actually have a logo.
Why do they need a logo?
They have to print it on their paper, right?
The FBI have a logo.
Yeah, everyone's got a logo.
They
got
to have some kind of letterhead. Like,
right? From the office of mind your business.
This isn't official. I'm not fucking throwing that away.
Yeah. We're spying on you. NSA. I was at Applebee's and I have some things I want to invoice you for. $75 million like, missing.
Yeah, no letterhead?
No.
Letterhead, yes.
That's my Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he's being chased by Tom Hanks. Fat menacing fella.
Catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can. That's why all you needed was like a printer and $5 cash to become the president.
You couldn't get through it?
You could become the president. Oh, that didn't come out. I gave the orders. Okay, cool. Sorry. I don't really high five, but I'll do that one. Okay, one more.
One.
Order!
No.
I got a question here for Pete Holmes. You're going to skip that one.
Yeah, man, I just take it where I see it, you know?
They want to know,
your
Pete.
Question, your question.
Pete, someone named Penguin Belt...
Peggy B.
Sure. Good friend of yours wants to know, is the moose loose tonight?
Oh, that's sweet. When I worked at Bennigan's, my nickname was Moose because I'm a big motherfucker.
All right, so the answer is yes, Horatio.
You can tell me later.
I will tell you later.
That kind of worked. You're still talking, but it kind of worked.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time deciphering what is a bit. I mean, that bag is counseling me and all, but it's telling me to forget what's fake and what's real.
Did you hit the indica?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, boy. That's how high he is. He can't pronounce my name correctly. Dog?
Dog Benson?
Dog.
Somebody wrote to me on Twitter today. Somebody on Twitter just today wrote, is it okay if I name my dog Dog Benson?
Did you give me okay?
I wrote back, you don't need my permission, so yes.
Oh, man. I mean, I am only going to call you Dog from now on. That is it.
Pete has another nickname for me. Pete's a nickname guy, I feel like. Because he has a nickname for me that nobody else uses, but I don't mind it. Cause when it's just one person calls you by a nickname, it's okay. When it sticks with everybody, that kind of sucks, because you didn't have a
What's
hand in
nickname?
It.
What's the nickname?
He calls me Fresh.
Right.
Like Dougie Fresh?
The yeah, like Dougie Fresh.
Yeah. It's very ironic,
the use of it.
I call you...
Got it.
I call you Doug the Bounty Hunter.
Special is called Doug Dynasty, by the way.
You know, before
somebody riffs that, then it's not my idea anymore.
Right. In Broken Lizard, Horatio, your nickname is Hosan. And then I was like, well, okay, well then we're gonna, you know, because you know we all call you Hosan all the time. Like, oh, is that Hosan thing? Right? Right? So then I'm like, you know, then Doug, you know, I was like, well, that'd be like Doba. We don't call you that, but I was backstage.
Doban.
Self-riffing.
Doban.
Pee-ho.
I self-riff in the shower.
I don't think Pete would like pee-ho to stick.
Recently talking to some friends of mine, and there was a kid, his name was Dean Brown.
Said a woman that heard his brass.
Turned around and let him go. Turned around and let him go.
You started that sentence with the first line from the song, Don't Do Me Like That. Am I the only one that knows?
I'm with you.
Someone's gonna tell you lies. Horatio,
cut you down the side.
The greats that have been on this stage.
She was a good girl.
Oh, man.
Jerry, we've never done your high history on the show because this is your first time on the program. When did you start smoking weed? Like, how old were you?
The first time I smoked, I was 11.
Nice.
Wow.
Awesome parenting and whatnot.
Actually,
you're a rascal.
Yeah, actually, there was a girl that went to my school, and she came to school with naked pictures of her parents, first of all.
What?
And then all my friends were like, we're coming to your house tomorrow. And then she's like, hey, my parents have all this weed. And so we were like, oh, let's smoke it.
Wait, the parents who gave their daughter naked photos of themselves also had illegal substances?
You need this for the police? I'm here, I heard.
Wow. He's got Usher in his head.
Yeah.
That was back to the story.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a most, like, famous person you've ever smoked with that you could say? Don't rat anybody out if you don't, you know.
I would love to rat somebody out.
I'm trying to think.
How can you ask that question and then say don't rat anybody out?
Usually when you smoke with celebrities, they go, hit it. It's fine if you talk about this.
Can you help me get this on the Puffington host? Do you have one?
Not really, no.
All right.
That's a better name than myself. The Puffington host. That's pretty fucking great for a podcast.
Oh, thanks, dude.
All right.
Who's your most famous?
Me.
Yeah.
Hey,
could just say somebody on this stage, yeah. We've all now smoked with some pretty famous people.
No doubt.
Yeah. SNL veterans, did you see that guy Brooks Whelan? They got rid of him after 1 year.
Oh, really?
And he tweeted, today, oh, fired no. from New York. It's Saturday night.
That's pretty awesome.
So sweet. They didn't have Twitter when
they
I got
They didn't
fired.
Have it when you get fired. Yeah,
no,
that fucked
I would have definitely done that. I had to go right in the cement.
So there's one block that talks a lot of like, shit about SNL that. Somewhere.
Asshole steak shit. Forever.
I'm completely confused about how we're doing for time. We're not coming up on a break.
Five minutes over there.
They did. They
break.
Said,
no, yeah.
Oh, they say break. Holy shit. God damn, this is going fast. Probably because I'm smoking the indica, but...
We did sing a full Tom Petty song, so.
I can't wait to have to pull this episode because we don't want to pay for that song. So podcasts so far can just play whatever music they want. There's
Don't
not a problem.
Worry, man.
But
Tom Petty doesn't smoke
we'll
weed.
See.
Hey, everybody out there in the computer world, grab that shit before it's illegal. When we were singing that Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah, make it a gift.
Yeah, gift
audio,
that.
A video, we call it.
Did you just reverse engineer the video clip yeah. from a GIF and an audio file?
I sure did. It does inspire some genius.
We'll be right back.
Jazz. They say impressions are the highest form of flattery. Uh-huh. This is what I get. I do a perfect you. I go, all right, let's hear it. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I can do an impression of myself.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, hey. That's impression.
I've never heard you say that.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on?
It sounds like you doing an impression of Brewer doing an impression of you.
Hey, Dave Gagner, yeah.
All right, we're going to be right back after this.
We are back! That's what I've been told. That's how I understand it. We're back, and it's been a fantastic show. It's been so much fun. I haven't gotten to pot topics.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. That's the fastest that's ever... That was so fast, I think it'll happen again that fast if I say one more time. It's time for pot topics. That's pretty fast. Yeah, I like
they
it.
They weren't ready for that.
All what, right.
What other words can you summon?
I could summon James Adomian doing a jazzy riff. I could totally do that. Are you ready for it?
That's amazing.
Wow. Those are pretty good X-Men powers.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis saying, I've abandoned my boy. I'll wait.
No. Is like the sound of a baseball hitting ball hitting a bat and the crowd cheering. I think we have.
That's a morning zoo staple.
Yeah.
Even if Boingo isn't that, you got a fucking radio show.
Can we hear that? And second question: why haven't you been using it every time I do this?
You didn't get a laugh off nothing.
No,
literally nothing.
No and no.
Yeah, that was no. No.
Yeah, I'm turning down both of those requests. What they do in the booth, I can't control. But pot topic number one, the there was one retail store in Seattle that opened last week selling marijuana because it's legal there now. They
legalized it?
They already are closed for 15 days to restock. Yeah, they only had the one store in Seattle proper, and now buyers are flocking to the nearby area stores. But soon, Seattle is slated to get another 21 stores. I hope in time for when I tape a TV special at the Neptune Theater on August 22nd. Yeah. Slip that plug in there. Pretty smooth. Even P. Holmes couldn't defy that plug.
I have a question.
But Jay Shadow's like, ah! That's a question.
All right.
It's a two-parter.
One. Here we go. Can we get these gentlemen some more sativa?
Can we hear the baseball bat with the crowd? And two, why have you not been playing it when he's done
this? Who are you?
Yes, and then.
You're that far away, but you're represented.
We're going to team up tonight. Fixed Lizard. This was the problem.
I'll wait for my answer offline.
I'll give it to you now.
Okay.
Can the booth... There it is.
After all that build-up, it really didn't...
Beginning, or is that my imagination?
So bad.
I always heard a bat.
There's no bat.
Because the graphic is of a baseball game.
What graphic?
It's
you're not smoking.
Podcasting where no one that's on your show has ever seen or heard your show. Well, there's a magic trick at the end, and his name is Gabe, and we call it Gabe Time. And this is the set. Sorry, this is what you hear at Gabe Time.
I'm very high. Excuse me.
Play it again.
No bat.
You could almost hear the bat.
You really could. It's so vivid because I know that it was just a man and a pregnant woman did that. And
what were they cheering for? If not a bat.
Just for us. We recorded it ourselves for Gabe Time.
Oh. It sounds like you and Todd Glass. Is he there?
Todd Glass has 100 music cues. And
yeah, but I mean, was he there saying yeah with you, or am I just hearing?
Oh, you heard his voice?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought you were just making fun of Todd's.
You heard the bat, you heard Todd Glass. Like, that. Neither of those things were there.
Yeah, but it would have been magical had he been.
So now, wait, Pete. I got to ask him if this is Todd Glass. Is that my job now?
And then you say part two.
All right, part two. You got it.
Really is it?
I'll wait for it.
That exchange made me lose interest in the second pot topic. We have 1,864 people watching us online at this time. Like another 200 people have joined us.
Tom Petty fans heard that we were doing some things, and they all got on board. It's all the Tom Petty boys right now, like wildfire. I hope they do Refugee. Like, that's what's going on right now.
You do.
Right?
Take away Pete Holmes.
Pass that down to Horatio, please. And first of all, read it and let me know if you understand the question and if you want to answer that question. Because I don't even understand it. There's a big word missing in there.
Horatio's laugh makes me miss him on SNL. Does he have a good from back when he worked there?
Does he have a good hard on from back when he worked there?
Do I have a good, I guess, a good story?
I'm guessing.
That seems sure.
All right, I'm going to tell you a great story.
Wait, I'd rather.
One time,
I'd rather hear
we were all hanging out, and what?
I'm on the end, Raish.
Pete, you'll like this story.
Thanks.
And it's also timely because the passing of Tommy Ramone. I'd like to take 35 seconds of silence. One time,
in honor of.
I was the only person backstage changing out of my funny outfit. And then I saw Joey Ramone came back there, and he was the only, it was just me and Joey Ramone back there, and he goes, "You know Jimmy Fallon is?"
Some money or something? Was it a good thing that he was looking for?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was a nice thing.
He was excited. He was excited to go find Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking love it. Rest in peace, Ramones.
It did feel
interesting. I didn't have to bring it back to that at all. We totally forgot that the story came up because somebody died, and I had to bring it up again. I don't know if that's the indica or the sativa talk. I don't know which one it is. I don't know which is anymore, so good luck, gentlemen.
Mystery hit.
Yeah. Just get it and see what happens. Let's start doing everybody's plugs, because I have a feeling like...
Oh. I don't know, man.
It's going to be hard to get them all in. Or has... Pete, have you hit some sort of stoned quiet phase?
Just on the end, man.
The middle seat really made a difference in how much your mouth opens?
Whenever we do Doug Loves Movies, you know this. I sit right next to you.
And you didn't do that at all tonight. You had three chances to sit right next to me. And you
do
didn't.
You want to sit in the Doug seat?
No.
Pete? That's not what the switch with it. Switch with it. Switch with it. Yeah, go ahead. Switch.
Yeah. Let's make Pete comfortable. Let's switch a fella up.
Pete. There you go. How do you feel?
Jay from earlier.
Now.
Remember when I represented you?
Yeah, I loved it.
Remember that.
Dude.
I got a man on the inside now.
I'll never forget. All right.
You're also going to have to remember that you're much closer to the piano now.
Oh, if it's loud.
It might be. I don't know.
I'd like to say something about the whole...
Bad.
See, he didn't react too badly.
I didn't really like it.
But now you punish you punish Pete when we fuck up, though.
I got a joke for you.
First of all, it's about time. And secondly, I'm sorry.
You're going to love it.
He's going to tell it anyway.
Baby.
How's it go?
It goes like this.
Does weed make you drunk?
You're going to like it. Baby, my sleep number is 9/11. Because you're never going to forget what happens there.
My sleep number is 9/11. How many?
Fuck the video podcast. I'm just kidding. He is the only comedian.
I don't know. It's free.
Punchline and then scream his punchline again and triumph like a joke victory lap. No one else does that.
I think he's also celebrating his.
He's like a football player who knows he's in the end zone and just makes the best of it. But,
what's up, bro?
What was it you said, though, when you were yelling all that stuff?
It's all a blur.
You don't remember either?
I had something about the content of what he was yelling, but I totally forgot.
I thought I just yelled the punchline again.
Oh, yeah, what was that joke again?
Someone take that.
My sleep number is 9/11.
Smoke.
That's like four riffs on the bag, man.
It looks like.
Is that what you do to a Mike and Ike? Is you work it over till it's clear?
That sounds very sexual.
It really does.
It looks like the Kemba Mutombo's condo.
Joke with the condom joke thing in your hand and
in
your mouth.
That's that's probably what ruined it. People are like, what is that? Really his condom that he's sucking weed from?
This is like Dikembe Mutombo's condom. You know what I mean?
Kimbe Mutombo's condom, right?
If you blew Dikembe Mutombo and he had the foresight to put on a condom, I'd be like, forget it.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'll take one of those.
And you go to kindergarten, you know you can't get AIDS.
I know, but you can get another disease. Just wait
just
for me.
I'm here for everybody. Jerry, like, maybe for a second there, I was like, is he in the road company of Book of Mormon? What's happening? What?
Is it because of my dumb Mormon face?
It's my...
The whole thing just felt very Book of Mormon to me. But
why?
Pete, how many times...
Fuck you. Did,
how many times did TBS say no to that 9/11 joke?
I never pitched it.
Seriously.
I never pitched it.
Jay, you have an Amazon.com pilot called Really? It's premiering August 28th.
Thank you, Doug. I mean, you really got all the information.
Let me tell you about everyone who's in it.
Oh, yeah. Who?
You're in it.
Yeah.
Sarah Chalk.
Yeah.
One of the Beckys from Roseanne.
Yeah.
Don't ask me which one.
The first and the third.
Oh! Selma Blair, who everyone
Lisa
loves
Gorenstein?
From the WB Network. What?
Lacey Gorenstein. That was the first.
Is that her character's name?
No, it's her name. The actress.
Lacey Gorenstein?
Sarah Chalk's real name is Lacey Gorenstein.
No, that's the second. That's the second Becky.
Oh, the
Lacey
second one.
You said first
Gorenstein?
Becky. Lacey Gorenstein. That's okay. The first Becky.
Lacey Gorenstein.
Yes!
Lacey Gorenstein. Okay. If I was a cop, I'd knock you out. Like my friend, Lacey Gorenstein.
I swear to God.
If I were a cop,
you're making up stories now.
Instead, I'm a comedian who's stoned at Largo. But if I were a cop,
your nickname would be Short Fuse Home. I mean, that would be a real rough thing to get beaten for.
The stoner who fantasizes about being a cop. I would crush that guy.
Isn't that the plot
instead,
of a Scanner Darkly?
Instead, I'm going to have a snack.
That's the plot of a Scanner Darkly.
The guy wants to be a cop, and he wants to kill
people.
He's a
people. Drug user who becomes an undercover cop.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Yeah, Rotoscope.
I saw that movie.
Dude, you should Rotoscope Super Troops.
Yeah, good idea. I'm going to do that.
Eddie Ift has a Kickstarter starting tonight.
You don't plug the Ift.
I thought he didn't come.
He didn't come, but he had a great excuse.
What That's bullshit.
What do you mean it's bullshit? His wife went
wife not fucking in labor?
His wife has a kid like a bitch.
Like a bitch at the Hollywood Improv on July 19th, and he's also going to be a bit. He's going to when he gets to Irvine Improv, someone's going to say, "Welcome to Orange County, bitch." On July 26th, all of his dates are at eddieift.com. We'll try to have him on some other time. Natasha Leggero
really
has some plugs. I'm not going to do. I gotta be honest, I'm excited about seeing Let's Be Cops in theaters on August 13th. I think it looks really funny. What are you doing, Pete? What's happening right now?
It's a little riff I prepared.
Here we go.
Doris, I finished my ship in a bottle.
You did it again, Dale.
She forgot to put the boat in.
That's the fuck. I thought you got it the whole time.
He's looking at it. There's no ship.
Yeah, I got it. I totally got it.
But you're already pretending that this is a bottle and not a bag. So we were pretending that there's a fucking boat in there.
But it's not in there. It's right here.
But that's why they laughed at the end.
It's over there. You did? Well, I was an also not. We didn't actually...
Also not?
I don't know.
And also not?
Yeah, that was my improv team in college.
He also not?
Pete
Thank
Holmes.
You. Thank you for this.
Just for Laughs Festival.
I'm going to go to Buffalo, too.
Yeah.
And Philly and Portland. Just go to PeteHolmes.com if you'd like to see me live. I'd like it if
you're
you
playing do all, that. You're doing the helium run.
All the helium.
All the helium comedy
yeah, there's
clubs.
A helium near you.
Helium, yeah. Is, helium is just awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great club.
I gave them a slogan. They don't use it for some reason.
I don't know.
What I don't know it? Why they don't use helium. It's a gas!
Oh.
I would prefer...
Is that the one in Vancouver, in Montreal or something?
What?
Where's helium?
Wouldn't they go live?
Philadelphia,
Portland.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I am also going to Montreal for, and we're doing a live podcast there for the Canadian weirdos.
That's cool. Awesome.
I was trying to
you know what,
that.
Jay?
We just fight.
I think it's awesome.
Thank you, my friend.
Pete Holmes, I'll be there too. So if anybody cancels on you,
you can do some on my show. You want to? I'm doing a Pete Holmes and Friends. Thank you.
I don't know what that is, and I don't want to commit. But listen. I'll
you
be
just
there.
Yell,
I'll be there.
If you yell white wine into the shadows, it happens.
The secret.
Horatio. I'm just going to talk past your giant face. Horatio.
Oh, man, it can't be done.
You're like Jefferson on the monument thing, you know what I mean? Like he's tucked in. Is he on there?
He is.
Yeah, Jefferson.
Go ahead and hit that.
He's the
just
one.
Just hit it.
Dude,
put it in your mouth. More. Take
oh,
more.
I see.
Hey, Doug, can I
Horatio.
Say
Horatio. Oh, I had a chance, Jerry.
I wanted. Everybody was saying what did stuff they were going to do. I want to say some stuff I was going to do.
Okay. It's coming up.
Oh.
Yeah, you're
coming up. Said that. It's coming up, man.
Isn't it?
There was no guarantee of that.
I want to make sure.
What are you doing?
No. I'm just saying, like,
I'm asking for you.
You can get to Horatio, but I'm just saying, like, don't forget about me. I got shit I got to do, too.
Shit you got to do?
Shit you got to do?
Yes, that's it.
July 12th.
I got to do it. Whatever you want to do tonight.
Cheering.
It's a big problem in my career.
It's very confusing.
Genuine cheers drowning out other things.
Oh, man, I see why you do this all the time. It's like a fun thing to do.
Yes, right?
I feel like how Michael Caine's eyes look.
Give you half a one.
I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow in the movie A Perfect Murder before the dude broke in.
That's so specific.
You know, like she's drawn a bad. She's got a really silky robe.
What?
If you're me and know all the ingredients, that's so funny.
That's a great album title, by the way.
John, what do you got coming up?
I got a podcast called Don't Ever Change, where we interview comedians about what they were like in high school. And we've had Dan Harmon on and Kumail Nanjiani, and we just had Nick Thune, and Cameron Esposito comes out tomorrow. So look for that. It's on Feral Audio on iTunes, and I'm on JohnRoyLive.com.
Say it. She came out already.
No.
What's yours?
Why?
Was anyone else struck by the change in tone in John? John?
If you had to hold something else, you might talk less.
He was re-plugging all my shit.
No, you won that round.
Yeah.
And if you want a sweet VPN, Jesus fuck, who negotiated this with you? You want a getting done with high mug, and they're like, we want 50%.
insulting them like that.
No, I'm what? Friends with those guys. They're great.
I don't mind that they're on half a mug. I never knew I was going to get half a mug.
Oh, why did that break my heart?
Horatio!
Hey.
What's going on, man? You're a freaking...
Well,
you're
let
a
me tell you what's going on for me.
Really? What? You don't say.
Coming out in about 2 months is the new Batman film, I Play the Diddler. It's just so weird. And yes, I do molest children in the movie. And I get away with it. It's a weird movie. We're having a good time down there. Look out for it!
He told me what it was.
What does DDL mean?
DDL?
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, no.
Daniel Lewis is D-Day.
Oh, shit. I see.
No, D-Day is the guy in National Football.
Give me the bloody guy. Give me the bloody guy and let me get out of here.
Let me baptize him.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Great movie. Which podcast is this?
I feel like I lost them and I don't know why.
Don't
Wait,
worry about
did Jerry
it.
Ever
don't
get to play shit?
I'm just about... John, I'm about to say it.
Right.
So... Jerry... I can't tell... Jerry Minor, what's up, buddy?
I don't want to say it now because now it's going to sound like all important. It's not.
But you should say it to me at least. I want to know.
Okay.
Well, whisper it to Jay.
I'll tell you if it's important or not.
Please. Right here in this very stage, 2 weeks from now, I'll be here with the Paul of Tompkins show.
Yeah! That's great. He, of course, will never be on this particular show.
No?
Why? Because he's not a weed smoker.
He was in There Will Be Blood.
Mr. Plainview! Mr. Plainview, wait! You just said that so that you could do that voice.
Nah, dude. I'm going to be here.
Paul F. Tompkins is barely in that movie.
Yeah, no, that's his line.
Is he went into it.
He's in that movie.
He is, that's what he says.
He's going like this. In the background, while DDL is to camera going, when I say I'm an oil man, you will agree.
D-Day, you're talking
about. These are middlemen. I mean, between you and the money that by rights come to you.
Could you do the whole movie from start to finish?
Probably. Let's find out. Bang the piano. I loved it.
Johnny Greenwood wrote that.
Johnny Greenwood.
Here's one for Batman fans. Let's open the Batcave.
Is he playing music now?
That's what it sounded like when they opened the Batcave.
No, that's bullshit.
Nah, dude, that's in the
that's
Dark Knight and Batman
it?
Begins.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What are you watching, that 60s shit?
I know, the old shit. They didn't play that.
You watch Batman like a bitch.
Like 86 Batman, he just like walked in the Batcave like they weren't even trying to hide that
shit.
86?
Beethoven's head. It's Beethoven's head.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
86?
What year did it come out?
What, the Adam West? It was like 1960?
No, Tim Burton. Timmy B.
Oh, 89. Don't forget your lucky deck.
Ah!
You're my number one. You've always been.
That's a good one. I like that one.
He's leaving.
Oh, we need
You don't like movies, Doug? Doug hate movies.
That's like really great rail.
yeah, I just wanted to get those.
100% sincere. It just seemed like weird because I sipped Chardonnay after.
Doug, where are you going to be?
You call for me, and then when I get back, then you start up again.
Yeah,
it's a very weird relationship we have. But I wanted to get this out here. I wanted to have a little bit more before we finish. We're coming. We're close to the finish line.
I don't like it.
How enjoyable is this to the audience at this point?
I do my best to blow it in their direction.
That was like 60%.
Holy hell.
That was way better than that.
No, I was looking, man. Not clapping. No bit.
You just have like Terminator vision of who's not currently enjoying you.
Yeah. And that jacket would fit me, and this guy has a motorcycle. Should have done so much better. Up here was like, fucking hell.
Did you get the baseball noise up there?
No, I got Usher again.
I'd like to live in your head for a minute.
I know. It's a good time.
All the music.
Wait, you get Usher in your head?
Yeah, I'd be into it.
That just sounded like I was looking for my car in a parking lot.
Someone breaks up with you and you were hoping to break up with them and they break up with you first.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sorry, Karen. I love you.
You can play all sad.
You can do a road closer just repeating that as the mantra at the end of every little bit.
I believe that. But I'm a vaudevillian at heart, so I do it from the chords. Doug Benson, go to DougWithDicks.net.
DougLovesMovies.com.
Doug's
is
loves,
what you meant to say.
Doug! Put down those movies.org.
For all of my tour dates, in case I don't get them in, because we're very close to the end, I'm going to be doing stand up at the Ann Arbor Comedy Show. Oh, no, wait, that just got canceled because that place is moving.
That's on the card?
It's moving. It just happened. Plug this afternoon, and then before the show I saw a message from my agent saying that the club is moving locations. It's not going to move in
your
time.
Your agent who? Lizzie.
So I'm going to do a show. Somewhere in Ann Arbor.
God, I wish I was
on
sober.
On July 28th. I'm going to find another venue in Ann Arbor on July 28th. If you have any ideas,
when it's gonna be, though,
tweet
right?
at me. I don't know what it's going to be.
It'd be funny if it was.
But I definitely will be at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois on Monday, August 4th.
And a riff.
Improv in Pittsburgh.
Hold it.
Put it on account.
Not going to work.
The improv in Pittsburgh on Saturday, August 10th. And I'm going to be out there with mugs and T-shirts. So come get Mug with Doug. And remember, we'll be back in this basement in 2 days, and then we have a summer break for 3 weeks. We'll be back live on Wednesday, August 6th.
You need to take a break
with
from smoking weed with your friends.
Show.
It's getting a little hectic. Take a few months.
I can't do the show all by myself, Pete, as you've proven tonight.
That was a compliment. A lot of you were like, oh, shit.
He saved this fucker because the other four people, what a bunch of deadbeats. Thank you to all you guys for being here. John Roy, Alicia Sam, Darren Minor, Grace Chandler Sitkar, and
did you say Pete Holmes. And until next time, keep
Pete
the
Holmes.
Roaches long and the blunts fat.
I don't.
Make sure that that's
not,
bud
that's
is
not
your
what
best.
I say.
Thank you. I'm Doug Benson. You guys are great. Don't forget to come to see me in...
We already did that.
Augusta.
It's all good.
Augusta,
I'm not
going to
be Augusta.
I'm doing that white hot Augusta Main room.
We're going to do a
3 p.m. show, a 6 a.m. show for children only.
About what's going to happen next. You guys, one last thing before I let you go.
Holy God, shit.
You guys, yes, some of you know have been on the show. Jerry and Pete and John, you do not. Now it's time for you to watch a magic trick.
Oh, shit!
No!
No!
What do you mean, no?
You're playing,
can't say no.
You're playing.
John, do you mind if I...
You can't
let these people calm down.
You can't say no.